This is my bedtime. I don't think you realize.
Yeah, this is Catherine's bedtime.
It is. It's not a joke. I would be in bed if we weren't doing this right now.
So, peep the shit that happened the other day, like a few days ago. I get to work, and usually I brought lunch for the first time in like a week. I brought lunch. I put it in the fridge on the third floor. I go do work for a bit, and I come back afterwards for my long break to go get lunch. I go into the fridge. The fridge is completely fucking empty. And I was just like, was today cleanup day? And I walk around like, did you guys get an email from HR? And they were like, no, no. I had to scroll through 20 fucking emails to find that HR sent us a warning a week ago about cleaning the third floor refrigerator. Anything without a label on it will be thrown out. And I was just like, you couldn't remind me the day fucking of?
A tragedy.
I'm more mad at the fact that, number one, it was leftovers. I was excited to eat. Number two, it was glass Tupperware.
Ooh,
number three,
that's the nice
number
stuff.
Three, it was Martha Stewart Tupperware.
No.
It was the good kind, and they threw that fucking shit away.
I'm so sorry.
I was screaming at my coworker, and I was just like, dude, what the fuck? And he told me, him out of all people, told me to calm down. And he was like, do you want my banana? And I was just like, no, are you going to offer me like the whole basket? Fuck you. I was so mad. And people were just like, dude, calm down. I was like, no, they threw away my glass Tupperware. I'm not happy about this. Let's talk about the 2000s. Speaking of losses, let's talk about people's careers. Let's talk about these people's careers, because a few of these are gone, dead. You know, I've always wondered how people aged from when they were heartthrobs to now. Mm-hmm. And some people haven't aged gracefully, and some have, mm-hmm. like Hillary Duff.
Yeah.
Hillary Duff just gets way better looking as she ages.
That's true. Well, you know, gorgeous. I found a very informative BuzzFeed article that I actually did save to look at about Kevin Jonas.
Wow.
And it's also, so I would like to say, can I start with him?
Yes.
Okay.
Kevin Jonas.
So, you kind of know generally what Nick and Joe are up to.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, if you don't, it takes a quick Google search.
Yeah.
Kevin, though, where is he?
He was at Nick's wedding recently.
Okay.
We got married.
But, like, what is he doing with his life?
I don't fucking know.
Exactly.
Kevin just went away.
So he has two kids.
Mm-hmm. Had no idea.
That much. He's apparently gotten a lot into entrepreneurship. So in 2015, he created a food app named Yud.
Yud?
Yud.
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 Some guy in Israel is named Yud.
Y00D. Yud.
Oh, my God.
He also owns a construction business.
Oh. It's good money.
And the thing is, so all this research I found, this was all basically just on the Wikipedia page. Mm-hmm. But I could not find a single thing on him after 2016, except for one article in 2018 about him relisting a mansion that he had built. So there's a very short article about that that was basically like, oh yeah, he built this mansion and now he's putting it up on the market. And then an article in 2017 on BuzzFeed, the one I mentioned,
which Nick Jonas, Jonas should just be on a BuzzFeed Unsolved
right.
episode.
And it's
Where
titled,
is he?
This article is titled, Something Happened to Kevin Jonas and I'm Keyboard Smash.
I'm Keyboard Smash.
And let me just let you roll down, and I'll let you summarize it after reading.
Listen, I'm not trying to be rude right now, but as a gay millennial who grew up with the Jonas Brothers, you either loved Nick or you loved Joe. It's kind of true. It's not like you didn't like Kevin. It's just that, well, Kevin was Kevin. Not in a bad way. Just not in the same way as Nick or Joe. But things happen. Mariah Carey gifts. And Holy Mother Jonas Brothers, look at Nick... Kevin Jonas, not even 24 hours ago, at Joe and Sophia's engagement dinner. He's all tan and shit. Look at him. He looks good. I am keyboard smashing. That's what that shit is. One more. Look at this guy. He looks good. You know what happened? He went to the beach. He looks probably. like current Kevin Jonas looks like a glazed ham. Yeah, that's all that
and
was.
That's it. The entire article.
And that's it. The entire article is just tan pictures of him. And please tell me that you agree. And then the Mariah Carey gif.
Yeah, that's the entire article.
What the fuck?
That's the only thing I can find on him after 2016.
He's aged. He just looks like a man. Just looks older.
Fatherhood,
owning a construction site.
So,
Kevin's doing fine.
Up to. Yeah, he's just kind of doing his thing.
You don't need music.
He's not really doing the whole public eye thing.
You don't need music. You just need to gentrify. That's what Kevin Jonas is. He's in charge of gentrifying shit. Look at him, a gentrifier. From heartthrob to community destroyer. Oh. Oh, fuck. I have a good one. I don't know if you remember her or you are either too young. Maya, do you remember her?
Was it just Maya?
MYA. She was Maya before MIA.
I don't think so.
So, she was also underappreciated, but I completely forgot to ever mention her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my fault. But she had bops. She had really good stuff. Case of the X, that song she did for the Rugrats movie. Lady Marmalade with Christina Aguilera, Pink, Lil' Kim. She was on it. It was like one of the hugest songs, music videos during that time. She was killing it in the early 2000s. Then she kind of like waned off and then she started her own record label. And she was on Dancing with the Stars and she placed second. Do you know who she lost to?
Who?
Donny fucking Osmond. That Donny Osmond.
Yeah.
But then I saw the video of him doing it, like the whole dance, and I was like, okay, I can kind of see why she lost. He can actually dance. He kind of killed it. I reluctantly saw that video, by the way. I didn't see it because I wanted to.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you for a second.
So last time I remember hearing anything about her, I remember a few years ago, there was a video of her in a strip club performing one of her songs, like on the pole, like the whole thing. And people were just like, oh, she's broke. She's stripping now. And she was like, no, I'm not. She just heard her song. She hopped up on stage and like...
As one does.
Like, if you hear your bop and you see a pole, you're going to jump on stage.
Yeah.
And she did. She was like, I do quite well for myself. I live a low-key life. I'm just like, well, good for her. Good for her. She's doing well. The 2000s didn't kill her.
I think that's what a lot of the women from the 2000s who survived the 2000s, I think that's how they did it. They just sort of stayed on the low key.
Yeah, the 2000s for women was like Vietnam for a lot of soldiers. Just like it's traumatic true, yeah. And just fucking broke you and you did a bunch of acid and LSD.
Yeah.
Like it's fucking, I don't know how
like you
survive.
Don't really move on to be the CEO after you go through the Vietnam War, you know?
Oh man, I got a good one about that.
Oh,
fuck yeah.
What a doozy.
Oh, no, it's not a doozy. It is a bombshell that I did not know till today.
Ah, jeez.
Do you have another person in mind?
I have one more that I have specific details on.
Joe Jonas.
No. Again, kind of know what he's up to. I was trying to pick the ones where I was honestly like, I don't know what they're doing.
I completely forgot about
Kevin. The other one is one we had mentioned in one of our last episodes. I forget which one. Time is a concept. Jordan Sparks,
yes, absolutely. Yes.
So I was like, what is she up to? Because we had discussed that during our episode. And this also led me to doing some research and realizing that. So she won season 6 of American Idol, right? It's kind of how she got big. And on a slight tangent to her, a lot of American Idol, both winners and people who compete on it, you know how they just sort of disappear?
Yeah.
Almost.
A lot of them. Yeah.
What happens is they all go to Broadway.
Mm.
Apparently, a lot of the American people who go on American Idol end up going to Broadway, and so they aren't. They're still doing stuff. They're just not doing like recorded studio music anymore. They're doing live music. Mm. So
it's not bad,
right? So to answer that question, and then so Jordan Sparks, she, like many, did go to Broadway for a while. Did some of that, but then she kind of started moving on and going more into, like, health and lifestyle stuff. She's still actually, she, as of February, she had said in an interview that she is in the process of recording her fourth album.
Jesus Christ.
So we can expect new music from Jordan Sparks soon.
Out of the excitement, you drop your phone.
I got really hype, what can I say? But into that, but otherwise, she's doing a lot of, like, other health and fitness and home stuff. So she's, has a bunch of, like, sponsors, like, in of fitness type things like protein powders and stuff like that.
Yo, and I think protein, I think Jordan Sparks.
Oh yeah. She has a specific fitness Instagram. Like an Instagram specifically for fitness. Oh god. Instagram. She had a very brief cooking show on Food Network. I'm pretty sure there was only a pilot called Sugar and Sparks.
Oh my god.
And she also, I don't know if this app survived, but she had her own app which apparently had cupcakes and music on it. Didn't look that deep into it. Don't know if it's still a thing.
Did it transform into Yude?
My God. I hope so. Yude. I hope it was a collaboration. And then she also now has premiered September. This September. A Lifetime reality show called Jordan Sparks, A Baby Story, about her son who was born in May. And she has a baking web series that's been going, I'm pretty sure, weekly, called Heart of Batter with Jordan Sparks.
She really likes to bake.
Yeah, so she's super
into the cupcake thing. She's big into cooking.
Super into, like, baking and
I expect her to be on the next season of Nailed It.
Yeah, oh my god. Well, no, but it seems that she's too good for that.
What the fuck?
Well, I mean, Nailed It, the whole point of Nailed It is that most people on Nailed It aren't good.
No, like, but the people who judge...
Judging on Nailed It.
I meant like judging.
Well, because I think there was some other Nailed It's awesome. Show I think that I saw she was on, but I don't remember what exactly. But I do think there was a food show that she was like, Cutthroat Kitchen maybe?
Probably Cutthroat Kitchen.
I want to say great she was show. In Cutthroat Kitchen. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. Off the record. As we record.
Yeah, this is literally on the record. You can't say off the record when we're literally recording.
I can say off the record if I cut it out later.
Just bleep it. Redacted. Oh my
great.
God.
I'm glad we both got
it. Oh my god.
But anyways, that Jordan Sparks, a summary, has been busy. Also not super into music, but she actually has been surprisingly busy compared to some others.
Well, congratulations to Jordan Sparks.
I'm proud of her, and I can't wait for her fourth album.
It's going to come with a free cupcake if you pre-order now.
Oh, also, her son's name is DJ, I believe.
That's lazy.
I mean...
That's lazy.
DJ Sparks. Is it lazy?
You've already predestined what he's going to be, DJ Sparks.
Is it lazy or genius? You decide.
It's lazy.
I've decided it's genius.
It's lazy. Message us if you think it's lazy or
DJ
fucking
Sparks.
Genius.
Ooh, make a poll on the Instagram.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
I'll do
it. All right, you do it.
I'll do it.
I will talk about Ashanti, because I briefly mentioned her last episode. I think I did, or was like the fucking, I don't remember. Guys, the moment we do these things, I just forget. Like, I go home. Or I go to work. I just completely forget what I've talked about.
And we completely move on of our lives.
Oh, yeah. We don't look in the past, guys.
I didn't know we were talking about today until about,
8 hours
ago?
I will post the exact screenshot. What are we talking about tonight? Where are they now? And you're like, oh, right. And I was like, this was your idea. And you were like...
Well, my favorite part was when I said, what are we talking about tonight? And you just replied, LOL. And I'm like, no, seriously, I don't know what we're talking about tonight. This was a serious question.
I should have just not told you.
I mean, I would have just showed up.
I know.
Talked.
Jordan Sparks!
I mean, you know me and how I like to do research as we're recording, so.
Excuse me.
Great.
So, Ashanti. A lot of us remember her music, Foolish, Rain On Me, every song she ever did with Ja Rule. John Tucker, Must Die. She gave us that great classic Criterion level film. And Coach Carter. That's about it. really. She had great classic songs. Songs that we remember if you just started playing it. Like, oh, I totally remember, like, you know, that. And then her...
You know that one.
You know that one. Foolish is, like, the big one. She gave us Terrence Howard. Tons of music videos and stuff. But there was a certain point where she just fell the fuck off around, like, 2008. Mm. Like, she had her moment. She had, like, not to undermine her mark in the 2000s, because it was a mark. Like a removable mole. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she kind of, like, Thanos, like, snapped his finger, and she just went away. She took a big 4-year hiatus, just kind of went away. And then she came back, did a lot of philanthropy work. She worked with Michelle Obama and with, like, the Let's Move movement. She's on the Hamilton mixtape. Not the soundtrack, the mixtape. She was on it recently. But her relevance is not as strong as it once was. So I Googled her name, and these are the three things that popped up. An article from the Washington Post titled "Federal Ashanti Alert for Missing Adults Heading to the Senate." An article from Ghana Web. Confusion rocks Ashanti and NDC as Mahama poster takes over regional office. And a third one from the Inquisitor. Ashanti shows serious skin in a barely there yellow bikini. Guess which article I'm more likely to read.
Last one.
Wrong. I'm more likely to read the first one. I'm just like, Federal Ashanti, what the fuck is that? Yeah, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
No.
Her relevance.
That's like every Snapchat story news article thing that, cause, you know, they have the articles.
Oh, yeah, Daily Mail. Snapchat. Yeah, Daily Mail. Yeah.
They're constantly
trash.
Like,
trash.
This person shows their butt at the beach. I'm like,
cool. Look at this ass in the middle of Greece. I'm just like, I don't give a fuck about this.
I truly don't.
Yeah, like, she's...
I don't care about anyone's ass except for my own.
Yeah, like, she hasn't done anything to shake the waves. You know, she's just kind of there. She's just kind of a blip on the radar, and then you move on to someone who's way better right now. Mm-hmm. And she's working... Her and Ja Rule are working on a collab album, and this was supposed to be great news to us, but this would have been amazing, say, if it was 2005. I would have been like, oh, shit, no way. Like, we're just going to get these rap R&B hits. Like, yeah, it'll be great. I don't give a fuck. Like, Ja Rule is the guy that literally said, jail isn't that bad. When he went to jail, he penned a letter. You can Google this. He said, jail's not that bad. It's okay. I like it here. He said that like it was a resort, a timeshare. It's fucking jail, bro. Like, she doesn't have that pull anymore, and to me, honestly, my honest critique of her is I think artistically she has said everything she needed to say in her 20s. And now in her late 30s, there's not much else. I like her doing charity work and working more of that stuff, but her coming up with new music and, like, she just doesn't fit in the times anymore. Mm. And I think she's just kind of quit, you know? Just keep it low key, man. Like, you don't need to do this. It's whatever. Yeah. Your turn. Your turn.
Jason has opinions. So this is where my deep research goes. However, I did prepare a fun game where, you know, generally if you're like, oh, what is this person up to? What you do is you go to their Twitter because, mm-hmm. like, that's just kind of how people update the world on their lives now. So I'm like, okay, well, let me just see what the last thing a bunch of people tweeted. So that brings me to the first one I went to. Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Of course. So Smash Mouth, the last thing they tweeted was a little over 2 hours ago. And it was nothing other than a SoundCloud link mm-hmm. to a song. Nothing else. No caption, yes. Hashtags, yes. Nothing.
Mysterious.
Listen to it. I didn't see their name on it, but the picture, I believe, was of them, and it sounded exactly like them. It was really bad, first of all. Like, it was really bad, even for Smash Mouth. It was real rough. Oof. And after, again, these 2 hours that it was up, the tweet had 0 retweets and 8 likes, and that's it.
Wow. I will be one of those retweets.
So, I cannot wait. If you're wondering what Smash Mouth is up to, nothing of importance.
No one else knows either. You know, fucking.
No one else cares, I think.
No one else gives a shit.
Because the information is there, just no one's paying attention.
Who else has tweeted?
So, Britney Spears is one. Her last tweet was December 4th, and it was a picture of the sunrise with "What a beautiful sunrise," and then a sunrise
just ends with "y'all,"
and that was it. So she's just appreciating the little.
I'm seeing the picture. She didn't even take it like horizontally.
No, it's like this really awkward diagonal. Yeah, like, it's their cars.
Yeah, she kind of took it when she was on her Ambien stretch and just like, oh, look at these.
Yeah.
Look at the sun.
Yeah,
the
sunset, it's not y'all. A great picture, but you know what? The intent is there, and I'm proud of her.
She can hold a phone.
Oh
my god.
See, of the ones I talked about earlier, Kevin Jonas, his last tweet was, "Holy jet lag, I feel crazy." And then like a little like emoji that
Holy looks Bible.
Create like a
crazy yeah, eyes emoji.
It's sticking his tongue out.
I mean, it's hard work trying to gentrify neighborhoods.
So that's what I guess Kevin Jonas is jet lagged. I don't know what, and that was November 28th, so that was a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he doesn't, again, barely exist. And I also feel like this supports our theory that he's just gone full dad, because I feel like this is a very dad tweet.
He looks very, very much like...
Like strong dad vibes.
Very big dad vibes.
Yeah, yeah. Jordan Sparks' last tweet was, "Green bean casserole and sweet potato pie are some of my fave," with 4 V's, "holiday comfort food. I'm making them in mini pie cups today on hashtag heart of the batter."
Green bean casserole is gross, guys.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not. So just hearing the word casserole, it just sounds disgusting.
And that was 8 hours ago that she posted that. So she's still out there doing her things, making her casseroles and her sweet potato pies. You go, Jordan Sparks.
You go, girl.
Okay, I'll save my last two for later, so okay, I can break great. It up a bit.
Frankie Muniz, Agent... Don't skip ahead. Frankie Muniz, Agent Cody Banks himself. Malcolm in the Middle, as most of us remember, is one of the greatest shows of all time. No argument. It was one of the best shows I've seen ever. It was ahead of its time and extremely hilarious. After 2006, he... disappeared the fuck away. He retired. He was like, I'm done. He quit acting when he was like 20-ish in 2007, and on Twitter some guy called him out or something, like some random asshole, and he was like, "Yeah, it's not bad retiring at 21 with 40 million in savings." 40 million. He was like, "I'm done." Just went away. Bless his fucking soul. $40 million. What would you do with 40 mil, Kevin?
I feel like that's basically what happened with Kevin Jonas, is he just was like,
"Got my money? I'm done.
I got money. I quit music.
Took the money and run.
I'm going to go start some businesses, I guess.
I'm going to go gentrify." Yeah, he just quit. He just got into random shit. He would do cameos here and there, but he was a drummer in a band for a bit, and he manages one now, and he's also a indie race car driver. He fucking races Indy cars, like, you know, it's wild. It to me, it's funny because he was in that, I want to say it was a Disney Channel original film called Miracle in Lane 2. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Where Frankie plays a kid who's a paraplegic, and he wants to become like a soapbox racer, and he can't. The whole point is like you use your feet to stop, and I think it's kind of based on a true story, where they put brakes, like a handbrake, in the cars, and gotcha. Like he won, and it was a miracle, and it's this whole thing. So now he's like an actual race driver. I'm like, you know, when like fantasy becomes real, it's I've seen a movie 3 times, as a child, not recently, as a child.
I don't believe you yet again.
You don't have to. You really don't have to. He suffered a mini stroke 5 years ago.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and he was on Twitter. He's like, yeah, like went through like a mini stroke, and people were like, whoa, 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 like he could have fucking died or worse, and you know,
died or worse.
You know, you could have been brain dead.
That's fair.
Yeah, brain dead's like awful. He suffered kind of major memory loss. He doesn't remember a lot of his childhood acting. It's like completely blank. I'm like, holy shit, like that fucking sucks. But, you know, he was very much that kid. It was like, oh, it's Malcolm. You know, like Malcolm in the Middle. He was like always that kid. He'll always be remembered as that kid. But to quit right after, quit at your peak with $40 million in the bank, not bad. So the 2000s, a lot of child actors end up fucking like rotten and like shitty. And he was like, I'm out of here. He stayed grounded and he's like, he's doing well. His hair still looks kind of the fucking same. And, you know, he's doing good. Good for him. I'm happy for you, Frankie. I'm so happy for you, man. Yeah. Did you want me to go on?
Yeah, I only have 2 tweets left.
Okay, so because Catherine literally fucking jumped out of the ground, we're going to talk about Jesse McCartney. The beautiful soul.
I love him. What a beautiful soul.
What a beautiful soul that man is. I was backstage at his show during homecoming at our college. Oh my gosh. I was backstage.
How?
They asked me, a friend was doing the DJing early on, like before he went on, like it was like early in the day, and he wanted me to record his stuff, and I've never given him the footage. I've completely forgot. Like, I think I still have it.
You want to give me the footage?
I don't want to give you the footage. So
I wasn't there. I deserve it.
So basically, I got to go backstage, and they had a bag right near the security fence. It was just a backpack there. And in the backpack was all the backstage passes. I was like, you mean I just could have stole this shit?
I should have.
I was like, God damn it. And
should have sold him in the parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. And then I still have that badge. It's like hanging in my room. I still have it when he came. And so.
Sell it on eBay.
The crappy thing is like he wasn't there when I was there.
Oh, so, well, that's no fun.
So he showed up like later in the night and then he performed and everyone had fun. He dominated 2003, 2005. Like, Jesse McCartney was, like, the last test of whether the world was ready for a blonde, bowl-cut white kid to kill the airwaves. He was precursor to Justin Bieber. Because after 2005, Justin Bieber started, like, to show up a little more. He, as a human being, is really indeed a beautiful soul.
Truly.
That song will live eternally in all of us. Mm-hmm. He wrote Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis.
Really?
He wrote that song.
What?
Mind-blowing. He wrote that song.
Oh my god! You know, I do love that song, too.
Catherine is shaking.
I see. I am...
You didn't know that?
No! I'm so shook.
He wrote that song. And while everyone was playing that song, homeboy was counting the fucking checks. He was cashing in.
Good for him.
Jesse McCartney, you don't need a lot of hits. You just need a few big ones, and you just cash that shit in.
Oh, yeah.
You just cash that
shit
in, dude.
Retire at the age of 25, you know?
Dude, if anything, Jesse McCartney, aside from music, cut his hair, looked a little better, but he really found his footing in acting. Specifically voice acting.
Yeah.
I always remember him or know him as voicing Robin in Young Justice. Nightwing. He voices that. I was like, no way. So yeah, he's just voicing Robin. I was like, what the fuck? That's so cool. And he voices Roxas. I believe I'm pronouncing this right because I haven't played the game in so long. From Kingdom Hearts. Every Kingdom Hearts game. There's been like 30, and he's done the voice for every single one. He was also Theodore in Alvin and the Chipmunks movies.
Of course he was. Make that money, Jesse.
But I feel like anyone can voice that because you're just going to raise that pitch up anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, whatever. But I'm so proud of him.
Me too.
I'm so proud. You know, he didn't ruin his fucking life. He didn't end up like Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm. I'm still just shaken over
Bleeding Love.
Yeah.
He wrote that song.
And that's the second artist I found this week who I, like, know who has written for, has written for her.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone writes for each other at some point, so it's like, it's not even surprising, but...
Oh, yeah, just fun coincidence.
He had his catchy pop bops.
He did.
But, you know, he's doing well in acting and voice acting. Like, he's killing it. He's still there. I feel like he would still perform if, like, someone asked him to. Like our college did. Yeah. Like, he still performs. Like, fuck yeah.
Well, you know how, there's that one picture that's up on the wall by the doors?
Yes.
Oh, and there's that one girl who looks like she is just ascending, and it's such an awful picture of her, and they've blown it up to cover up an entire wall. And I remember it was of that Jesse McCartney performance, and everyone's just losing their minds. And I'm
I know that one. And every time I see it, Jesse McCartney.
And I thought it would just be like, they put it up and it's there for a couple of years. It's like, nope, it has been like...
No.
Almost 4 years, and that thing is still
It is
there.
Iconic as fuck.
And I'm like, that poor girl, they really did her dirty.
Everyone, when Jesse McCartney came, everyone was losing their shit. Everyone was excited. Like, for the first time, college was fun. And they were just like, he's fucking gonna show up and then play Beautiful Soul. People just lost their shit. And he seems like a really nice guy to, like, say hi to. And he's just, like, very grounded. Yeah. So I'm glad a lot of this list people haven't lost their shit or like have failed in the present, you know. So big ups to him.
Truly.
Any more tweets?
Yes, I have two more tweets. One from Michelle Branch.
Yes.
Our queen. Yes. 12-week-old Rice is intently watching Long Island Medium, and it's a little baby.
God, he looks like her.
Is it her baby? I don't know.
I think she has a kid, yeah.
Is it her baby, though?
It looks like her. Baby looks like her. Yeah.
I don't understand the baby looks like you. It's like, just kind of looks like a baby to me.
Well, you gotta see, like, the eyes and, like, the...
Oh, is that like the water eyebrows. In the background?
That is water. That is...
It's fancy water.
That's not poor water. Yeah. Catherine gave me tap water, and that's not tap.
I'm sorry, are you complaining about tap water?
You do have a rodent problem, so.
Oh my god. Well, you're not wrong about that. Yeah. But tap water and rodents are separate.
Okay. I do have one more artist.
Okay.
And I think will be shocking. Vitamin C. Do you remember her?
Vaguely.
She's only known for really one song, which is the graduation song.
Yeah.
Graduation song that you hear at every high school graduation, her biggest song. She's been not really there, but not in a bad way. She was on Sabrina, like the original show, once. She doesn't sing anymore or have orange fucking hair, but do you know what she does?
What does she do?
She's vice president of music at Nickelodeon. She's VP.
That's wild.
She... is also in charge of production and performance for Nick Jr., Teen Nick, and Nicktoons. Why sing when you can be in charge or
of everything? Good for her.
Dude.
Good for
Vitamin
her.
C? More like Vitamin CEO.
Wow, you really just slid that in there. How long have you been playing that?
I'm more bummed that that's not the end of the episode. That's not where it ends.
Well, I have a pretty solid tweet for you. So.
Yes, I think that's a good one.
Are you ready to end on the tweet?
Well, we can't end because we still have to do our album.
Well, yeah. Okay, so my last tweet was from, you know him, you may not like him, Kanye West.
Wait, boo! No! I take back that applause. I can't support Kanye anymore.
So we all know he's a. He's been up to some weird stuff, and, you know, his Twitter's always... So I can't not go
Jaden Smith
Twitter,
levels
right?
of just God knows
so
what.
So his last tweet was December 3rd, and it says, my favorite app, and it's a picture of the Holy Bible. And it's a link to the Bible on the App Store. Mm. And that is his last tweet. Thanks, Kanye.
I think that's what the Bible needed. Is a cosign from Yeezy.
Yep.
Yeezus.
So in case you were wondering.
Yeezus.
That's what Kanye's up to. He's just, he'd be reading the Bible on his phone.
What would Yeezus do? Jesus Christ.
You're welcome.
Oh my God. I don't have any words.
You shouldn't.
Kanye. Make Kanye 2005 again.
Honestly, though.
Honestly, guys, bring back Kanye 2005.
I support it.
Yeah, so album of the week. I know we're late on posting these, but we have lives. I just forget.
It'd be like that, though.
Your album.
I'm not, you first.
Senor.
You first.
Me first?
Yes. You just now saw that.
I just now saw this. I'm sorry. Yeah. We'll go with, God damn it. I really don't know. There's a lot of, I'm going to go with, Justice's first album, Justice. Their, self-titled album.
Creative.
It is a long-lasting electro-pop EDM hit, French music, whatever. It is... It has aged well and has influenced a lot of the shit now. And it sounds so fucking good. I still bump that shit. Your album?
I'm going to go with It's Blitz by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Great. I love a good applause.
Boom. Yep. Love it.
Did that.
Next week, we finally get to talk about Smash fucking Mouth. Smash Mouth.
It's a long time coming.
We're going to play that song that no one listened to on their fucking Twitter. Oh my God. We're going to talk about Smash Mouth, and I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I do not say that they are an amazing band, but they are the Guy Fieri of music.
It's true. It's
They are the guy. If you could just put like frosted tips and blonde spiky hair on every single one of those motherfuckers. If Guy Fieri was the leader of a band, it would be Smash Mouth.
I mean, honestly, well, that's what I think I told you. I've said before in the podcast how visually they look the same to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they're
when
cousins.
I try and think of them.
They're cousins.
Yeah.
I think Smash Mouth is music, Immaculate Conception?
Conception. Yeah.
I think they conceived immaculately Guy Fieri, because out of nowhere, he just appeared out of nowhere, and I think Smash Mouth created that.
I believe that.
And I'll go deep into that next week.
Great. Can't wait.
Yeah. So, bye. I guess. Bye.
Bye.